today we will be discussing how effective is a single-use plastic ban.
We'll grab a coffee and let's. So I think the ban is quite effective. Like it for sure does make an impact, but for sure there's also needs to be like further steps, like, you know, banning, like, not only like for example in Thailand they started banning the plastic bags in the supermarkets, but for sure they would also need to ban like other types of plastic, which I know that they're planning on doing. But and also, well, actually the ban in Thailand specifically, they were ahead of schedule and that led to high unemployment, which was a big problem. So I guess it kind of needs to be done step by step for it to be effective, and so people can find like enough information so that they're aware of why they're like changing from using plastic bags to like reusable bags.
When we say effective, what are we talking about? Effective in doing what? Like effective in reducing like the impact on the environment, or just the effect on reducing plastic bag usage?
Well, the plastic, using plastic bags and even like the production of plastic bags, it has lots of negative externalities. Like it has a high impact on it's on the agriculture, air pollution, water pollution, the marine animals, and even us, like our health, because it goes into our food chain. And even the production of plastic bags, they lead to like air pollution and toxic byproducts in the water, the air, the soil. So it's like, how effective is the ban in helping solving these negative externalities?
If we're talking about it that way, then I think Anshika had mentioned this in the vegan podcast, but plastic bags don't, is this, I'm not sure if I'm right, but it's like plastic bags don't actually account for as much as other industries or other things for like to contribute to those issues. Like Anshika, am I right?
Yeah.
No.
So also, bro.
No, also, you're wrong. Because by the year 2050, there's going to be more trash in the ocean than fish. So if you talk about single
but
use,
that isn't just talking about
what the statistic you were referring to was plastic straws, but the plastic bag or the single use plastic concept is not just a plastic straw. It's plastic bags. It's like Coca-Cola bottles, water bottles, like. It's that massive umbrella. Like, yeah, it's true that plastic straws only account for like some 1% figure, but plastic itself is a very, very, very prominent danger to the marine life. So
not even the marine life, not only the marine life, even like even ourselves as people. Yeah. Like it literally reaches into our food chain. So we actually consume plastic as well.
Basically, what happens is that like fish eat it, and then it like, accumulates. And I take over biology. What is it called when it gets more accumulated in each organism as like the bigger organisms that eat it, and then we eat it?
Basically, what happened is like people that made hats had lead in it, and that made them go crazy. So it's called Mad Hatter syndrome. So like people that eat fish or something like that. I'm correct. Yeah,
but you know, it's not only from us eating like us eating like seafood. The plastic, like even like, for example, the plastic packaging, like some of the microplastics reach into the actual food. So we consume it, not only through seafood, probably mostly through seafood, but there's other routes of us inhaling it, and consuming it, and even through our water. So it'll reaches us as well. And it will, although there isn't like a proper research yet, like there's not enough evidence yet that the microplastics are bad for us, but there is an assumption that it will lead to like a certain amount will for sure lead to like damaging health.
Directing it back to the motion, like how effective is a ban? What would you guys think?
Effective.
Yeah, I think it's definitely more effective than what they tried before in Thailand, where in supermarkets they would just charge one extra baht for the bags, because I don't think it deterred anyone. Yeah. But I think in that way, you know how you, Emily, you said it should be more of a gradual shift?
Yeah.
I think in that way it might have been a one step towards the ban, so to make the effect less harmful, I guess, but I don't think that was very effective.
Yeah, I feel like instead of going from 1 baht to 3, they should have gone from like 1 baht and then now it's 10 baht for a plastic bag, and like slowly get people accustomed to it instead of just like getting rid of it altogether, I feel like. And
yeah, that's like the tax on plastic bags. Like a lot of countries also have a tax. There's taxing and there's also the ban. But
I think what Anna said is super good. Like you should always just have like a reusable bag that you have. That's very smart.
The problem with reusable bags is that it's not like, of course it's better for the environment, but it needs to be used 35 times. Like a reusable polyester bag needs to be used 35 times before the environmental impacts fall below that of a typical like flimsy plastic grocery bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now, now in grocery stores, a lot of times they'll just offer you to buy a fabric bag instead. So I guess a lot of people who haven't bought it with themselves, they're just going to buy that and use it one time as well.
If you like... I'd say the 35 thing is not actually that hard to do. It's just that people are ignorant and they won't do it.
That's why I said, like, I think that it needs to be also more like education towards why you shouldn't use plastic bags, because without it, people will just like be ignorant, right? They won't realize like what an impact they're having on the environment, on the animals, on even us. So,
but I would say, I would argue that most of like the Western society and most people who have the ability to get this information already do it. Like the people who contribute the most to this environmental like damage already have the knowledge about it. We all know we shouldn't do it, but people do it regardless.
Yeah. I think the ban has been quite effective though in reducing a lot of plastic bag usage.
If we're focusing specifically on Thailand, the reason why the ban actually like occurred was majorly because of the people in Thailand. Like there was like a big protest about it, like every day say no to plastic or something like that. I can't remember the exact name right now. And that significantly nudged people towards not using it and finding alternatives, and then that nudged as well the government. So I think a lot of it has to do with the people,
guys. Like, oh yeah, the people. I agree. I have the saddest story ever. If Bess is focusing on
Thailand, okay, but if time out India, again. I don't know what the problem is. This podcast. Oh, I hate it more than ever. I have the saddest story ever. Really, you have the saddest story ever. You don't have a single sadder story than that.
Okay. It's not sad. It's not actually sad. It's like,
it's not even sad. Oh my God.
Just listen to the story. Yeah. In India, they did a whole plastic ban, right? And so what the shop people started doing, like if you bought anything, they would put the clothes in the plastic bag and then they put a fabric bag over it so no one could see that there was stuff in the plastic bag inside. So that was just a big L.
But what's the point? Just put the stuff in the fabric bag then.
Yeah, no, it was like, no, what actually stuff, is the point?
No, I think it was that like it was too heavy to. I actually don't know. Yeah, what? It was too heavy.
Why would you conceal a plastic bag with another bag when the other bag can serve the same purpose as the plastic?
Hey, dude, I'm just stating facts, okay?
This isn't a sad story. This is a stupid story.
But it's true, like, okay, it's
I'm not doubting its truth. I'm just saying that's a really stupid thing to do. Why would you hide a plastic bag, why, like with another bag? Like just use the other bag.
No, it was too heavy, or there was something going on where they needed to.
But isn't the reusable bag like very strong as well? Like it would be able to carry whatever they were trying to carry. Right,
dude, I don't know what my mom was trying to buy.
I mean, yeah, like the like a ban on plastic bags, it could be effective. It kind of depends on the people, because of course there's always like a bit of a way out like through to avoid like the ban. Like for example, this is an example, but like in Thailand right now, because of the lockdown, you know, people are ordering more food home, right? Because they can't go out to eat. So a lot of the food panda uses plastic bags.
That's true.
So there's an option. There's an option that says say no to plastic bags. And this is the point I want to do. Like in economics, in behavioral economics, things like that, we studied about opt-in systems. And with the plastic bags, there's an option to remove plastic bags. But I think the option should be to keep plastic bags. That makes people thinking. Yeah. Like instead of having the option to say no to plastic, you should have the option to say yes to plastic, because I think that would like improve turnout massively.
Also, people wouldn't like notice that. Like a lot of people wouldn't even notice the
exactly the make it like that, instead of making it like the an default, option, the default make the default be, without plastic. 100% That would go a long way. Like there's always this options like, oh, save the environment. They do this, do this. No, that should be the default. And then if you want to be a villain, you want to be a menace to society, then you can the other option. But it should be the default
that's
option.
That's a really good point.
Like, guys, let's draft an email to Grab and Food Panda to say
I mean, we could. And you guys actually want to?
Yeah, and we could get like a bunch of like signatures.
Signatures, like yeah. We do have a very massive audience on the Chit Chat podcast. Our community. No, why would you laugh? Our community is actually determined. Okay, maybe this community isn't, but the 2B2C community is super determined. It is. Like, there's so many discussions. You guys are missing out.
But that's just trying to promote his blog.
Hato, okay, you did it for me.
I'm just kidding.
I think like the major problem in Thailand is that their like disposal system is like inefficient, right? Like the way that they handle the plastic, like the excess plastic.
Also, like, like there's not a. Sorry to interrupt you, but there's not a very like big recycling culture here as well.
Yeah. I've
also heard that like even with sometimes where when they do put separate bins for recycling, they then mix them up.
Like case study, our school. Like I don't want like to be accused guilty, so I'll accuse myself guilty, but there's not much system or coercion that goes in. And this is actually more to say about myself, but we did an expose on our school to find out like does all these actual recycling bins get recycled? And we interviewed like trash management, things like that. And she basically told us in our school, there's two types of rubbish. There's wet and there's dry. There's nothing gets recycled in our school. So there's literally no point. It's for show at this point. So.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, we can not even like, if you walk on the beach, like in Thailand, like in Hua Hin or like Pattaya or whatever, you can literally see the amount of plastic. Like, I don't know if you guys have walked on, have seen this while walking on the beach.
Sorry, Emily, I have a privilege.
But if
I don't know if you guys have like, seen plastic. I think that's what you were saying.
Oh, no, I was going to say, imagine, I don't know if you guys have walked on the beach.
Gone to the beach, yeah.
Yeah.
No, none of us have. Please explain the experience.
Okay, well, walking on the if you walk on the beach and you see that, you can see like so much plastic, right? And there's the marine life, they ingest it, they get entangled in it, and then that leads to like the there's water pollution, it damages the marine life. So it has like a lot of negative externalities, right? Like
the big thing about
the marine life.
Yes. You want to? Okay.
Yes. Like 40 times.
Yes. Is it a crime? Why are you making fun of her for being in love with?
No, okay, no, I'm making fun because she's like, as you're walking on the beach, you see the marine life get strangled.
That's
I don't
emotional.
Know if I'm walking on the wrong beach or what.
No, she's just adding emotion, you know, like. To make this story emotional, like I was walking, and like I saw a turtle eat a plastic bag, and guys, we need to stop.
Guys, we shouldn't be laughing at this. There's literally animals like dying.
Yeah, no, what's that word? She's appealing to the ethos or is it pathos? Which one's the emotion one? Ethos, right?
And Chica.
What?
I think it's pathos. I'm so bad at this. I don't know.
Yeah, she's appealing.
She's just appealing to the sympathetic and empathetic sides of a human.
Okay, anyways, guys.
I'm gonna say the point about marine life is you guys talk so much about turtles and squids, and that's like cool. Like they're fine, but I want to move the direction towards coral reefs. Single-use plastic makes up 50% of the trash in oceans and 50% of plastic produced, right? So all the 50% of the plastic that's made is for single-use purposes, and that gets entangled in marine life, but all of it ends up in the ocean. And it's plastic. I'm not going to say it lives on forever because nothing is forever, but it does stay for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah, it's non-biodegradable.
Yeah, it stays for a long time. If you want to get rid of it, you have two options. You can either burn it, which contributes to the greenhouse effect, or you throw it away on a landfill, which like reduces the integrity of land on Earth. Or this is what actually happens. You just dump it into the ocean.
It releases so many like gases and stuff, landfill sites.
Or you just dump it into the ocean. Anyways, like this thing is literally like a hot potato. Why do you want to make it? Like once you use it, it's a menace to society, and there's actual landfills and there's actual trash sites in the ocean, like in the Pacific, in the Atlantic, where like ocean currents meet. And these sites are bigger than some countries, massive, bigger than Bangkok. And it's all just plastic, single use plastic, trash, anything we don't need, anything that we've disposed. And imagine what that does to like the marine life over there, or imagine what it does to the corals. And the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, that produces so much oxygen for the environment, and it cleans the ocean so much. Like it's like spitting on the maids of the ocean. It's gonna like, it's already dirty. Why do you want to do that? You know,
it's clear that like, although there is like a lot of benefits to plastic bags, like yeah, they're cheap, they're lightweight, they're durable, whatever, right? Like it has a lot of private benefits to the specific consumer, but a lot of people just don't consider the social costs of it. Like they don't realize the effect it has on the air, the water, the marine life, us. It just has a lot of negative impacts that is just being ignored. Guys, okay. Like
negative externality of consumption.
Yeah, talking about
and even production, because of producing plastic bags, it also leads to like high air pollution and like high toxins in the air and in the oil, in the soil, sorry, and the water.
So talking about the actual externality, like how, to what degree is it effective in removing the externality?
I'd say it for sure is leads more
it's
towards
a step like, towards it's a step in the right direction, but it's not all the way there. Obviously like some crafty Indians are gonna still put their fabric bag over the plastic bag for some reason, or some people are still gonna like plastic bags, unless there's like an all-out ban, because what you can't just expect everyone to use, and this is the thing. Okay, plastics is banned. Something is going to have to replace it. And that thing better be better than plastics. Because what happened is, plastic is bad. Let's use paper straws. Paper straws aren't very environmentally friendly. I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but paper is made out of trees. So you're literally contributing to deforestation as well.
Yeah, literally, you know, it started off with paper bags, and then plastic bags actually like was like a substitute for it. It was a substitute good in after like the World War II, because they realized like the paper bags aren't good. So like it has to be a more
like we're gonna ban this thing, we're gonna create this void. That substitute has to be more environmentally friendly than the thing we're banning.
Yeah,
because single-use plastic is gone. Okay, half of Coke's water
right now
bottles,
that's being over allocated.
Exactly, half of Coca-Cola or like any water bottle that you see, okay, people are just gonna buy like the aluminum foil tin cans. The problem is still there, right?
Yeah, I think the thing is, it's really cheap to buy plastic. So what they need to do is maybe instead of a ban, what might be more effective is, suppose the government does not have enough tax revenue, or like does not want to allocate anything to
just a million baht tax.
No,
even if you tax it. Yeah. Yes, and Chico.
What they could do is, instead of just banning it outright, which might not be effective, they can just easily tax it so high up that it also
even if you tax it, people would still likely to consume it. Like, and plus there's no way that a government would tax plastic that high, right? Because it has such like positive, like not positive, like the usage of it has like high private benefits, right? Like,
so what they do instead is then they subsidize alternatives. So then that becomes the more appealing.
I agree. Subsidies. Yeah.
Okay, but then this is the problem. Once you subsidize this, you stop getting tax revenue. Then what? The cosmetic thing.
Thailand actually reduced plastic bag usage by 2 billion bags.
Oh. So I guess that can conclude that the ban is effective, I guess.
It's somewhat effective. It's a step towards the right direction to like getting rid of the dead weight loss, but it's not there yet. You can't, it's not fully effective yet.
Yeah.
This is the thing with the free market capitalist system. You're never going to reach there. There's always going to be a dead weight loss. Right? Yeah. Like, but it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to wrap this thing up. What have we learned today? We have learned that Emily thinks none of us have walked on the beach. Oh.
We have also learned that Emily loves the marine life.
We've learned a lot about me today.
We have learned that Anshika has the saddest and the stupidest story ever.
Yeah.
That was such a sad, what have we learned today? It's okay. We're all tired, right?
Guys, have you noticed? I've never said anything stupid, so I never show up in, I hardly show up in the what have we learned today.
You said something stupid. I stopped the podcast. I don't want to expose you, but you did say something stupid. Okay, I'll expose you.
Crop this whole part out.
Right? No. I'll expose Anna. She thought we were talking about a plastic bag ban law. And she went like a 2-minute tangent.
She didn't think she was talking about a plastic bag ban. She thought we were just talking about how effective
we are
using plastic bags.
She was just talking about how good at plastics. Oh, the plastic bag rips. The effectiveness of a plastic bag.
I misread the motion, guys.
You didn't even question it, dude.
No, because I'm very passionate about this topic. I use reusable bags. So, okay. But yeah, that was a nice way to end the podcast. But thanks guys for listening, and we'll see you in our next chit chat.